Costello, you haven't got the brains you were born with.
That ain't my fault, Abbott. The stork was a dirty crook.
Oh, be quiet.
Before the boys get rolling into high gear, here's a fellow with a special message for you.
Costello, where have you been?
I stopped at a department store to buy a shirt. They were having a big sale in the corset department. I got all mixed up in that crowd of women, and before I knew it, a sales girl was lacing the corset on me. Then some guy took my picture.
What for?
Congratulate me. I am now page 342 in Hopper's Bazaar.
You're not very bright, are you, Costello?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to night school, and I've been doing pretty good, too, Abbott. I got 80 in spelling, 90 in arithmetic, and 105 in geography.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute. How could you get 105 in geography?
I had a fever.
So you're going to night school, Lou, eh?
Oh, I didn't know
you were so studious.
Oh, indeed I am. I study lots of stuff. 6 months ago, I started a course in dancing from Martha Murray. And a course of muscle building with Charles Atlas.
How are you doing?
Not so good. After 6 lessons, I've got muscles like Arthur Murray, and I dance like Charles Atlas.
Costello, you are the world's champion. You are the world's champion idiot.
Thanks, Coach.
I mean, like, you could never hold office, especially a public office. Your family has no backgrounds, I told you.
Oh, no. Well, the Costello family is famous. My great-grandfather, Daniel Boone Costello, shot it out with Standing Bull.
You mean Sitting Bull?
Not after Grandpa shot him. Only one day, Grandpa came home unexpectedly, and there was Grandma smooching with a famous general.
Custer?
Yes, sir. He called her every name he could think of.
Costello, this is ridiculous. You could never be elected to the public office. They only want prominent people. Take Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, what did he do?
What did he do?
What did he do? A natural question.
Wait a minute.
What did he do?
Answer it, please.
I could have said, so what?
Well, all right, so what?
No, so what did he do?
All right.
Now, give me the answer.
All right, he did something spectacular. He discovered electricity.
He was just lucky.
What do you mean, lucky?
He's out there one night flying his kite. He gets struck by lightning. Now, every week he gets his picture in the Saturday Evening Post.
Nah.
Are you sure we're reading this right?
Listen, look. Take my uncle, Jack Abbott. How do you think he got elected as councilman?
Did you say Jack Rabbit?
No, Jack Abbott.
Jack Abbott. Oh, Jack Abbott.
That's my Uncle Jack.
You Abbott. Could have been Jack something else, too,
no,
you know.
No. Look, Lou, how do you think he got elected as councilman?
I don't know. How
did he... He did something spectacular. He invented a midget automobile. It's cheap to operate.
Yeah.
On 1 quart of gasoline, you can leave here at midnight, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're in Glendale.
Well, there's only one thing wrong with that.
What?
Who wants to be in Glendale at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Aspirin tablets. Get your aspirin tablet, too. Have an aspirin tablet.
Just a minute. There's nobody around here that's got a headache.
Your program isn't over yet, Tubby.
That's Abbott's nephew, folks. He used to be a window trim in a grocery store, but he quit.
Why'd he quit?
They wanted him to lay eggs in the window. Now he comes over here and lays them on the program every Wednesday night.
But what have you got against Norman?
Every morning, since I've been living with him, he tries to shove me in a bathtub to give me a bath.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that? Lots of people put boys in bathtubs.
Face down.
Hello, boys.
Well, hello,
look,
girl.
Costello, look who's here. It's Susan Miller.